Now the Brahmin, therefore, is the topmost caste. There was a very interesting moment in Indian religious development, which takes place around 800 BC, when the implications of the Vedas began to be discussed in theological discourse. And this was the point of view. Since through our rites we can control the gods, our rites are stronger than the gods. Since the Brahmins know how to manipulate these rites, the Brahmins are stronger than the gods. The Brahmins are the strongest beings in the universe. This remains the Indian concept to this day. Let's say the traditional Indian complex. And if you don't believe that traditional India is still operative, think of the riots last week, anti-cow slaughter campaigns. We have no idea what's going to happen in India. There is a ground base of traditionalism and conservatism and antiquity there that is absolutely immeasurable. The second caste now is called the Kshatriya. You can spell this K-S-H-A-T, Kshat-R-I-Y-A, Kshatriya. Kshat comes from a root meaning to protect, to defend. The Kshatriya are the governing caste, the kings, the princes. The word has been translated frequently warrior caste, but we would not call Queen Elizabeth a member of the warrior caste. These are the aristocrats, the nobility. Their function is to govern the people, and here's a very important point, in terms of the law revealed by the Brahmins. Now again, one can make a comparison with the Bible, or with the traditional Hebrew tradition. The laws of Leviticus and Deuteronomy and so forth are not regarded as invented by man. They are revealed of God. Similarly in India, the laws by which the Kshatriya or aristocrats govern are regarded as revealed. Man has no choice in this matter. It's from the Greeks that we get the idea that the human intelligence is competent to determine prudent, noble, appropriate aims for human life, and to contrive laws by which those aims may be achieved. This is not the traditional view. This is not the traditional view either in the Bible or in the Hindu tradition. The traditional view is that the law comes from the universe or from the creator of the universe in the biblical tradition and is imposed upon man, and it's man's function to adjust himself to that law, to live by it, not to criticize it, not to ask, but this is insane. Why should a human being do this? Do it. Kill the man who picked up sticks on Saturday. This is the way the traditional laws operate in India. So that the function of the Kshatriya, or the warrior, or the nobleman, is to administer the laws, to see that they are obeyed, which the Brahmin knows through his study of the revelation. The revelation, the Brahmin who knows it, the warrior or prince who administers it and sees to it that the law is obeyed. The notion of law as a convention does not exist. Coming up here in my car, when the red light came on, I stopped. When the green light went on, I got going again. If I had crossed the red light, I would have had my eyes open for a policeman, not for God Almighty. That is to say, I wasn't offending the laws either of God or of the universe, but of the local conventions. This is our idea of law. You violate humanity, or you violate the local convention, but not the universe. This is a quite different psychology. And we must bear this in mind when we're thinking of the traditional man.